This weekend the Manitoba Junior Hockey League squad tangles with the Dauphin Kings. Game 1 is Friday in Dauphin. The second contest is in Verdun on Saturday. As of Monday, the Oil Capitals sat 5th in the MJHL-MGEU West Division standings with a 2-8-2-0-1-0 record, with Dauphin just one spot ahead at 2-7-1-8-2-1. Both teams had 57 standings points. The series against Dauphin is no different than any of the other games we have been playing for the last month and a half, Verdun head coach Tyson Ramsey said. We have been playing playoff-style hockey since the Christmas break, and with our division as tight as it is, every game and every point is important. At the start of week, just 4 points separated the Oil Caps from the West Division leading first-place OCN Blizzard, 2-8-1-7-2-3, 61 points. Wewesi Kapo sat second at 2-7-1-6-3-2, 59 points, while Swan Valley was third with a 2-6-1-5-5-1 record and 58 points. Last week the Oil Caps fell 4-1 at home Thursday to Portage. On the weekend, the team beat Wewesi Kapo on the road Saturday, 4-3, and lost to the Wolverines at home Sunday, 4-1. I thought we played well on the weekend, Ramsey said. To go into a tough building to play in and beat a team that has been near the top of our division all season was no small feat, and then I thought we again played hard at home on Sunday. We just couldn't find the back of the net. A couple defensive zone breakdowns caused us to get behind and we couldn't claw our way back. I was happy with our effort, and we will build on that this week as we prepare for Dauphin. The Portage Terriers halted Verdun's four-game win streak with a 4-1 victory. The teams were knotted at 1-1 after the first period. Davis Corney scored for Verdun. The Terriers scored once in the second to take the lead. They added two more in the third, including an empty net goal. Owen LaRoque made 22 saves on 25 shots. Ex-Oil Cap Bailey Monteith stopped 26 shots for Portage. Ryan Botterill had two goals for the Terriers. Noah Wagner and Brock McDonald also scored. Botterill was the Twin Valley Co-op first star and Monteith the third. Rue Bazin was the game's second star. The Star 3 and 4 Verdun Velocity Synchro teams performed at the intermissions. The U7 Verdun team Corbett were in the mainline King of Trucks kid zone. It was hockey card night presented by Hebert Grain Ventures. On Saturday in Wewesi Kapo, the Wolverines and Oil Caps were knotted at 3-3 after two periods. Nolan Wallace's third goal of the season lifted Verdun to a 4-3 win. Joey Bielik led the Oil Caps with two goals and assist. Bazin also scored for Verdun. Oil Caps goalie Eric Reed stopped 35 shots. Davis Corney played in his 150th Junior A contest. Trezor Watton made 25 saves for Wewesi Kapo. Scoring for the Wolverines were Jack Clark, Nolan Greer, and Carson Baptiste. In front of 981 on Sunday, the Oil Caps trailed 2-1 heading into the third period. The Wolverines scored twice, including an empty net goal, to take 4-1 win. Nolan Chastko had Verdun's goal. LaRoque stopped 34 of the 37 shots he faced. Watton made 28 saves for Wewesi Kapo. Scoring for the Wolverines were Nolan Greer, Boone Matheson, Leighton Smith, and Ben Roulette. With 2 points, Smith was the first star of the game. Chastko was the second star and Watton the third. Verdun defenseman David Bielik played in his 100th game for the Oil Caps. Andrew Blocker was the Gardewine hardest working player. The Oil Capitals have inked 2006-born defenseman Cole Slobodian for next season. This winter he has helped his hometown Brandon U18 AAA Wheat Kings finish first in the Manitoba U18 AAA Hockey League regular season. The playmaking blue liner had 6 goals and 26 assists in 44 games. The Oil Capitals selected him in the first round, 9th overall, in the 2022 MJHL Prospect Draft. We are so excited to officially welcome Cole and his family to the Oil Cap organization, Ramsey said on the team's website. Cole is already an elite player and we feel he still has room to become even better. He is a great skater, with great vision, who moves the puck and has the ability to join the rush at the right moments. He is a leader on his team, hardworking, and a great person off the ice. We feel he will fit right in here next season and become a big part of our D-core both offensively and defensively. We can't wait to see what he and his Wheat King team can accomplish in the playoffs, and then we are super excited to get him here and on the ice in Verdun.